Hello, it is February 14th, 2024, and today I present to you the Ace of Cups, the power of emotions. This phrase from the spiritual tarot, S. Eccles, R. Mueller, Ph.D., and S. Thompson, perfectly describes the Ace of Cups. Today being Valentine's Day here in the U.S., rather than draw random cards, I thought I'd change things up a bit and choose one for you. No better card than the overflowing heart of the Ace of Cups or water, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. I pulled this card from most of my decks this morning, appreciating the varied yet awe-inspired interpretations. The Christian imagery of the Rider-Waite-Smith deck is probably most familiar and features an inverted letter M on the cup, which is said to represent the womb of Mary, and shows this card of divine love presented to us from the heavens by the sky hand of the tarot. This familiar hand that extends from the clouds delivers all the aces of the four suits, fire, the wand, water, the cup, earth, the coin, and air, the sword. Aces are always new beginnings, and this is a perfect New Year card. What better way to begin a new year than with an open heart? A white dove dives headfirst into the cup, bearing a crossed wafer in its mouth. Where there is love, there is peace. The Polish tarot shows the gold cup sending clean, strong, red and magenta rays of energy upward and out into the universe. My well-worn Morgan Greer card shows the white dove of peace hovering over and possibly drinking from the overflowing cup as five streams of blue water, representing the five senses, overflow into a placid blue pond or lake in which floats a soft pink lotus in full bloom, a tight, unopened bud to the left, and a spent, empty, brown pod to the right. The earthly grounded tarot of St. Petersburg alludes to romantic love. A single wooden, heavily carved and jeweled cup is surrounded with a red glowing aura, and we see above it a bearded human on a white horse. Above him, on the top left and right corners of the card, are two more, smaller cups, the two of cups, of course, representing the love between two hearts, humans. Soldier of love, indeed. The Young at Heart Modern Witch Tarot deck shows the decidedly feminine sky hand as having well-manicured, fabulous nails. This is a feminine, or receptive, card. We must be open-hearted in order to receive love. On the Modern Witch card, the heart that floats above the overflowing cup is not a passionate red, but a peaceful, tranquil, heavenly blue. The legendary Thoth Tarot is a powerful image, and the double-handled cup seems to explode with blue water and a blue web-like pattern of energy from a laser-like ray of white light shooting straight up. The cup itself springs from the creamy white petals of a lotus in full bloom. It's a strong image. The energetic patterns of the cup rimmed in red, almost protectively. Salvador Dalí presents a brilliant, painted, dreamlike interpretation. The great artist is said to have always napped with a key in his hand so that it would drop and wake him before falling any deeper asleep than the psychedelic in-between twilight state. Showing a clear photorealistic golden goblet with giant white wings hovering over a lonely white beach. Look closer and we can see the glorious white wings are actually left and right profiles of two faces about to kiss. Salvador, you genius, you. So today we appreciate, surrender to, and embrace the power of love. Not just romantic love, but for life itself. So don't be the Scrooge of Valentine's Day, the origins of which are far from cards, candy, and chocolate. Let's appreciate St. Valentine himself today as the patron saint of bees. I wonder if that's why we call our loved ones honey. How sweet. I'd like to say happy anniversary to my beautiful horses, True and Diablo, celebrating their one-year anniversary, but they act like they've been married for 40 years. Yes, they'll bicker, but he better not be out of her sight for more than 5 minutes.